USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tributes are being held across the country on this Memorial Day. Vice President Mike Pence addressed a crowd at Arlington National Cemetery and laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. A ceremony was held in New York City next to the USS Intrepid, where Vice Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Bill Moran addressed the audience.
Countless generations, heroes that served as guardians of our freedom and our way of life. We are the beneficiary of their sacrifices.
Residents in the small town of El Reno, Oklahoma, are continuing to assess the damage from an EF3 tornado. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt says President Trump has been in touch with him.
With Hart with us, he said, whatever you need in Oklahoma, we're here. Tell the Oklahomans that the federal government's here to help them. And he just kept saying he's devastated.
President Trump is returning home from his trip to Japan on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Senator John Tester is upset at the high rate of U.S. veteran suicides. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
We've got to do more. Even one suicide is too many.
That's the Montana Democrat speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, citing new reports that say there are about 20 veteran suicides every day. Tester says he and Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran have crafted a bill to address the problem.
We have a bill, Senator Moran and I do, to really kind of take mental health outside the box for the VA.
Tester says they're looking to use activities that have proven to work for people with other mental health issues, such as yoga and equine therapy.
The 2019 Mount Everest climbing season is among the deadliest in years. Over the past few weeks, at least 10 people, including an American, have died attempting to climb the tallest mountain in the world. Danielle Cook's father, Don Cash, died last week while descending from the peak.
There's just so much peace that comes from knowing that he didn't suffer, that it was the best way to go.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Memorial Day is a time to honor the fallen at Arlington National Cemetery. Before being elected senator in Arkansas, Republican Tom Cotton served with the Army Regiment at Arlington, known as the Old Guard. Senator Cotton has a new book out titled Sacred Duty. I had a chance to sit down and chat with the senator, and one of the things I asked him was about visiting Arlington National Cemetery and what makes it so special.
Well, as I write in Sacred Duty, I think Arlington is a very special place in the hearts of our fellow Americans. You know, one of the reasons I wrote this book is I could tell how much our fellow citizens care about Arlington. You know, when they come to see me in Washington, they'll usually be in town for a few days, and I ask them what their favorite stop is in their sightseeing tour, and they must always say Arlington National Cemetery. When you get there, it's just, truly sacred ground. You walk in, and people seem to be kinder, quieter, respectful of each other in a way that may not be the case just outside the gates on the sidewalk or certainly on the highways. Even little kids, certainly, you know, my little kids at age 4 and 2 somehow just seem to intuitively understand, that they're walking on what is truly hallowed grounds, not just land that is our national cemetery now, but land that is, intimately tied to our nation's history all the way back, to the father of our country, George Washington, for which that land was our first real public memorial.
Please remember you can find us online at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.